Philip Heckenberg is 50 years of age. He has spent the greater part of his adult life in psychiatric institutions, prison, and living in inner-city DOS houses, all the while creating art. He currently lives in a community hostel at Orange. His advent into madness occurred after he was required, as a mortuary assistant, to perform an autopsy on an infant.
On Philip Heckenberg, a lazy green drives through the acrid black force on wheels of yellow fire. See the things there are to see this morning. The unconscious is like a slither of razor, like a small brittle piece of moon humming with amber honey, but infinitely sharp. It can cut the flesh from the bone, the tumour from the brain, the thought from the moment. Fire into flesh, flesh into ash, ash into brain cells into steel, steel into ether, ether into machine, a machine which drives you on wheels of sinew, slowly and inevitably towards the chasm which consumes everything. All this from a little slither of moon, such profundity, it makes my face lopsided, though, as if I am an idiot or know too much about psychopathological things. Do you see how in this vision everything is misfit? The wheels steer the car. The axle is the radio aerial. The body melts like an ice cream in the sun. The exhaust goes up a passenger's ass. No wonder it's heading towards the brink. With technology like this, we will create a world that is truly lifelike. The hypoerotic demons, one with a voluptuous woman's body, the other a male, is erect and being groped by her. Drops of semen flow to the ground. Impossible heads gleam at each other with dissonant intense eyes, focus, horns and fangs protrude. It's quite impossible to tell who is getting the better of whom. Large clawed feet dance on a wobbly ballroom floor, although startlingly close the couple ring with decorous babies. Everything is muscle, tissue, sex organs. Nothing is quiet, unmoving. Because of the distortion, it's an exercise in debauchery. Dihatha sabba mornini recto misanthrop. The magic chant goes on forever. See the small movement of the genitalia. See how it's amplified into a thunderous crescendo. Every sound is here, from the railway train to the raindrop, from the siren to the birdsong. From the impasse to the achievement. Nevertheless, the crude black and white pit remains gathering focus, gathering that identityless compaction in every drawing. See how the black mass of a dark mind reigns. Nowhere is there any space even to exist, yet they seethe with the fecund and inchoate. You cannot keep identity here, nor content. Only the basic matter of life. All the black places of life are assembled for you to peruse, but this is not the word. Dwell likewise in an eerie and alarming rendition. You get the impression, after a little, that the artist is not painting in black ink, but in his own blood. We are dealing with a ritual, not a process. See how small you are in this vision. You are the smallest dot in a scenario of titanic black proportions. In the clamour of a war that has existed for millions of years of evolution, what is in the mind? To what point is it its own ruthless entity demolishing sentiment to make the essential heavy matter fact?